Self-inflicted damage is almost a pastime now, the last 22 months in particular, isn't it?
It sure is.
You know, with this, though, you had this showpiece that was going to be built, and to show people how it could be done. This was really an illustration and somewhat of an experiment. But part of the fact was it wasn't just a government project. It was a partnership. We had a lot of companies saw the viability of this and put a lot of money, a lot of man hours into this. And you found a private firm that is willing to step in now?
Oh, my goodness, yes. This was not one tax dollar to go into this plant. They were going to, all they needed was a sourcing agreement from the Illinois Power Authority. That's all we needed. That's all this bill was going to do. It was not going to give them preferential treatment. Simply allow them to bid for Illinois Power. That's all it was. They were going to spend $800 million of their own money to build the plant in Mattoon. No tax money, no incentive money, no TIF money, nothing. And it was a great opportunity for Illinois to show, okay, are we for jobs? Are we for a state? Not just that, not just for what they're, but we were going to use Illinois coal. Now, look what happened to me in that I had agreement with the committee chair lady. She said, oh, yes, great, I love it, it's jobs. And within 24 hours of talking to her on the House floor, I go to the committee, and she kills it. She puts it in subject hearing only, and they killed it. Just as fast as they can, they kill it.
It's interesting.
I just don't understand it.
It's interesting. President Obama, before his during his election campaign, promised he was going to help coal, and then he met with a group, and then it all changed. Phil Gannett from the Illinois Coal Association was recently telling me the story. But, you know, at this point, you do have a substantial, well-funded adversarial groups that will, under no circumstances, ever believe coal can be made clean and in new technologies. That's part of it. I mean, that is that push back constantly with people saying you cannot use coal and make it clean. It's not possible. I mean, that state of mind that is immovable is also one of your obstacles.
Well, you know, it really is not the obstacle.
Yeah,
you have to follow the money. You can't follow the technology. You follow the money. That's what Illinois is all about.
Right.
All right. So Exelon brings 300 plus lobbyists to Springfield. 300. They had enough lobbyists. If the governor could have hired them, or we could have got a budget, you know.
Right.
They were all over the Capitol, and all the legislators were hit. Plus, if you follow the money, Exelon sent me two different times checks to try to help finance my campaigns, right? I put them in an envelope and sent it back and said, no, thank you. I've typically done that with any of the large companies that have tried to send me money to buy my vote. They bought the vote, sir, and we're going to get hit for it. My company, Marathon, in Robinson, Illinois, is going to get hit with higher bills because of that Exelon bill. All right, I voted against it because it wasn't fair. We're not asking for any extra money, you know, and that's what's crying shame about this.
Right.
This was fair and balanced, and here we are. Still dealing with. So you follow the money. It wasn't the technology. They know the technology's there, but they don't want the competition.
Right.
Even though it's a small plant, it's an 80 megabyte, it's what the future could have been for not just Illinois coal, but coal industry altogether.
Right.
They wouldn't even give it a chance.
You know what's the other thing is for the people who are concerned about the environment, like myself. I'm thinking once we prove this technology, we can export this to China, who's building a new coal-fired power plant once a week, once a day, and start exporting this technology and making it, you know, a cleaner world while we're in the process. But we've got to get it out of the starting blocks.
Absolutely. And with this technology, once we had it put up and going here, they could also retrofit current coal plants. It was what absolutely Illinois needed. It was a good shot in the arm for Illinois. We were going to use the PLA agreement that was already in place. You know, it was going to be used in union electricians, union carpenters. It was perfectly bipartisan. Everybody could have supported it. And all of a sudden, here they come. Speaker Madigan comes in, and he shoots it down. And he uses his minions to shoot it down. You know what? Here's the sad thing about it. When we start caring more about what we're doing instead of getting reelected, then Illinois starts making the changes it needs to make. But right now, we're being guided by people that are self-interest, and that's sad.